Now, you will have heard by now, Cork singer-songwriter did us proud at the weekend at the Grammys in Los Angeles. Keane DeCrow won a Grammy Award for songwriting. He's one of the writers of SZA's hit track Saturn, which was named Best R&B Song. So we caught up with Keane last night. His phone has been hopping. First of all, I congratulated him on his win and becoming a Grammy winner. And then he told me about the team that came together to write the winning song.
Yeah, so actually basically what it was is there were, I think, four other... There was a producer, Rob Bizell, and SZA and myself in the room when we wrote the song. And then the other writers or producers were sort of had made the instrumental and the beat that SZA wrote to. And it premiered last year at the Grammys, which was absolutely insane. And kind of full circle moment that it came around again this year to win a Grammy. But I didn't sort of doubt it or put it past at all, because SZA is so incredible, and you know, her writing and her music is amazing. So it's well deserved. She deserves it, you know.
Well, you're obviously incredible as well. Best R&B song.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Niamh wanted me to quote one of your songs back to you. There's nothing wrong with a little dreaming.
Absolutely. There is nothing wrong with a little dreaming. That's 100% true.
Passage west to the Grammys. So who was the first person you called?
I don't even know, to be honest. I didn't really have... I mean, I was with my girlfriend and two of my best friends, and I called... I text my manager, but she already knew, because she was watching it live. And I mean, everybody knew, like, before I knew, everyone was watching it. So yes, they all kind of were just like, my phone was just exploding. And then I was having to go and do loads of press for a few hours straight after. So it was like, it was a bit of a whirlwind until the next morning. I got to like call my mom and all of that and chat to my brother and stuff. But it's crazy.
What did your mom say?
I don't even know, to be honest. Just the usual, like, you know, well done. You'll have to explain to me what it means.
What's a Grammy? What's a Grammy?
Yeah, she was like, do you split it in? Because there was like some photos, you know, of us with one. Obviously, we all get a Grammy each, but in some of the photos, we're all holding one together.
Yes, yes.
She was like, do you have to share it then, the Grammy, or split it in four or five or whatever? And I was like, no, Mom, we all get one.
A bit like the Sam Maguire Keane, that you'd have it for a week or so and then you have to give it back. So you get your own Grammy to bring home and to Passage West and put it on the mantelpiece.
Exactly.
Yeah. And because songwriting, and you're obviously, you know, a singer-songwriter, so you one of your songs is nearly a quarter of a billion streams on Spotify. You're huge. And it's, are they comparable then? You know, recognition for songwriting and recognition for songwriting and performing.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think there's a lot of, there's definitely a lot of lack of credit that goes to artists who write songs. And I think that's why it's very important for me to state the fact that, you know, SZA very much wrote this song, and I helped her in the process, of course, as we all did. But she is an incredible songwriter. And I think a lot of people take for granted songwriters who write songs. And I'm a songwriter who also writes songs, and I write my own songs as well. And but you often don't get recognition as an actual songwriter you're an artist. And so for me, to be honored with a Grammy as a songwriter, that's, you know, separate from being an artist and from my own music, is the biggest thing for me, really. It's incredible, and I love songwriting, and it's, you know, my favorite art form, and it's really important to me. So that, it really means a lot to me to have received this award, like, as a songwriter in itself.
But you're a brilliant performer as well, and you rang in the new year from Dublin Castle, which we watched at home, and those things can fall flat, Keane. I don't know if you've watched things in the past, but you did an amazing job of ringing in 2025.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's for me, performing live is the other thing. It's like just the most incredible feeling in the world, you know, and you get to take these songs that you're writing and then play them in front of crowds. And, you know, whether it's like those gigs like in the New Year's and gigs that we have coming up, it's just super, it's the most amazing feeling, really.
And you're playing the marquee in the hometown of Cork this summer.
Yeah.
Unreal. You bring the Grammy with you, put it at center stage there.
Absolutely. I bring it out with me, 100%.
I see St. Peter's Community College are coming out and say how proud they are. And your former principal has said you're an advert for hard work and diligence. So there you go.
That's very kind of them. Thank you very much.
So for people who don't know you, I know we spoke before 2022. So your mum, Sabine, she's a concert pianist and flautist, and you've studied classical flute. And did Lizzo, she studied classical flute as well?
Yeah, Lizzo did study classical flute. She's actually like a very good friend of SZA's. So hopefully one day I'll cross paths with her and we can have a flute battle or something.
Flute jam. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flute jam.
Yeah. Will we play a bit of SZA's song, Saturn, seeing as, you know, just to let people know what won best R&B song and got
Absolutely.
You a Grammy? I'm going to share this with you, Keane. Probably means nothing to you, but my daughter celebrated her 18th birthday last November, and I was charged with putting together a video of her best bits from 18 years. I used that track. It's perfect for a slow-mo montage.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. Yeah. Glad it's getting its use.
There you go. So will you tell us this if you some joke, obviously. So what does this mean now? Because you know, Grammy winner, Keane DeCrow, will your phone be hopping off? You know, will be people texting you, DMing you, all that sort of thing to try and get you to write a song with them?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see. Phone's definitely been popping off, but I haven't really been looking at what anyone's saying or asking me because it's too overwhelming. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it just kind of gives me more confidence, to be honest, if anything, to just keep doing what I'm doing and to keep trusting the process, keep trusting myself and keep making things happen for myself. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, this was a thing in my career that I made happen for myself, that nobody made happen for me. You know, it was through my own work that SZA found me, and it was through my own determination and perseverance that I got myself to LA. I got myself to work with her. We stayed in touch and this all happened. And I think it's important to sometimes remember that, like, these things are in your power and your control. And it's really important to sort of not just like be like, oh, you know, like this happened, and like, you know, sometimes you make things happen because you can be determined enough and you can be perseverant enough to like get out there and do these things. And I think that's an important lesson. An important thing that I will, you know, sometimes you feel like, am I trying too hard, am I doing too much? And it's like, no, because if you don't try hard enough, you're not going to have a Grammy. So like, there it is.
Well, it's a potent mix, isn't it? Determination, talent, and perseverance. It's you know, hard work, and you have all of those things. Because one without the other, you can fall down. You know, a lot of people have determination and hard work, but they don't have talent like you have. So tell us about the after show. I believe you were hanging out with Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I mean, we went to... there's obviously, all, you know, people celebrate and have after parties and all this kind of stuff. And we just, before the show was over, I had just a friend of mine who... just asked us if he wanted to go to Bruno Mars's after party. So I was like, well, that's not something that you say no to. And it was absolutely incredible. It was, you know, just in this amazing venue. It's a really small venue in LA. And there was maybe like 100 of us in there, and it was just Bruno Mars's band and Bruno Mars just jamming all night. And it was incredible.
Brilliant.
It was just, yeah, just best party you could ever go to.
Well, Keane, enjoy everything around your success. And when
thank
you come back
much.
To Ireland, you might come in and sing us a song or two. Keane DeCrow, thank you very
Absolutely.
Much. Congratulations
thank
again.
You.
Bye now.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.